The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on January the 18th. Why am I thinking December? I'll get past this. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. In fact, the chat room's open. Good morning, Indie Guy, Big
Good
Brad,
morning.
John. Many others are starting to pop in. And, of course, we're streaming our faces and our antics live on livestream.com.
Good morning, Linda's waving.
Linda's waving. Just go to livestream.com and look up Free Fire Radio. There'll be like a 30-second attention gainer of some kind of ad, and then you get us. Also with us is the incomparable, the one and only,
the recently groomed
Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Okay, Bad Bob, I want you to walk. I'm going to kind of slide back so people can see your face. Okay, bring up the one. Okay, show people.
Hi.
There you go. Now, look at Bad Bob has his, he's been trimmed. He has been shorn. He has been stepped in close to the barber over there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Tell us about your big event.
Yes, when finally got the time to go down yesterday, and they have a new barber down there, a very personable young man. And
a young man in black.
Cool.
Yes,
yeah,
and I gave it a try, and he did an outstanding job. And we talked about, you know, how amazed I was that there are people walking around and say, there is no work. Here's a young man who said, and of course, cutting hair, people are always going to need their hair cut. You know, it's a pretty good industry. And he got himself trained. He's got a good work ethic, and he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders, and
yeah.
I wish him very well.
Do you see Tim and the young man in black down
and
in Cypress Square?
It's Aaron or something along those lines, and I apologize because I cannot remember the name.
That's okay. It's, you know, they sent him down to a barber school to train because he's just somebody they've known since he was a kid. Getting his hair cut there. Isn't that great? Okay. Now,
great.
Speaking
Logan,
of great,
that's
it's
it,
absolutely
Logan.
Yeah.
Logan. Speaking of great, here she is. You look great this morning.
Well, good morning.
You're in purple.
I mean, well, you know, this kind of weather makes
rhinestone
me,
glasses.
I was thinking I needed bright colors this morning. Okay, so you know what's going on with the weather here. Chance of rain and snow before 10 a.m., then rain likely, and there's a snow level 700 feet rising to 1,400 feet. Looks like we're going to have around 46. It is going to rain, well, 70% close. That's pretty close as far as I'm concerned. 90% rain tonight, so just get out your slickas. Get out your slickas. And Thursday and Friday, I love it. Well, we needed it. We've been hungry for the rain. And, again, you know, watch the pipes. Make sure you wrap the pipes. Go ahead, Bob.
Just real quick, it's been quite some time since we've had any significant rainfall. The first couple of hours on the streets, it's going to be extremely slippery. You're going to see that white,
yes,
foamy brown stuff, and that's when we get a lot of accidents. So please, as the rain begins to fall, take a little extra time, and when you hit your brakes, nothing may happen except you end up encountering a fixed or moving object.
You know,
so
one of the things, too, they're talking about, they need chains as you're leaving Reading, as you're heading north, if you're in trucks. So.
Absolutely. On the way up to Buckhorn, it's mandatory. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And let's talk about the music.
Who's going to be there?
Even though it's raining, I'm going to be singing with my great jazz trio, which is
inside.
Pat Karch, Saturday night. You need to call and make reservations. 474-5546 will be inside, of course. Not down on the tent, but up in the music room. And that's 474-5546. There'll be Dan Kinkle on drums, Pat Karch on keyboards, and Bruce Kalin on bass. And we'll have a really great time. I'm going to be working in some new songs as well. Saturday night should be really fun. And if it's raining and it's dreary, it's a good time to come up there in candlelight and have a glass of their award-winning silver medal wine. majorette, which is fabulous. And
great
come
food,
and enjoy.
Great service.
So the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We've got to go to our Wells Fargo advisor and our market of the minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. We're well over here in Park Marina Drive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 12,525. The S&P 500 is positive 5 at 1298, and the NASDAQ is positive 15 at 2744. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 16 cents at $6.64, and Citigroup up 23 cents at $28.45. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 2 cents at $3.87, and Exo Group is down 1 penny at $7.99. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.90%. Over in commodities, crude oil is up 44 cents at $101.15. Gold is down $7.40 at $16.48.20, and silver is up 16 cents at $30.30. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
That's right, and they're over on Park Marina Drive. We do this at 710, 810, and 905 every morning, then again in the afternoon. Now,
coming up at the break, after the break, we've got tickets to give away for a fabulous performance this weekend, all kinds of things to cover, and don't forget at 8 o'clock we have Sheriff Tom Basenko.
That's right. We're going to be talking when we get back, besides, you know, what happened today in history. Cruise ship captains who abandon the ship before their passengers do after they are sink, after they've sunk their ship. We're going to talk about a local business here in town that helped us out a lot yesterday. City Council and the film studios, medical marijuana, the battle for recall, and a wolf nearing the town of Bernie. There's all types of things we're going to talk about. We've got so many things here that we may just have to go another couple hours today. Carl and the Bob, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 36 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR.
Do you think it's going to snow?
I certainly hope so. I love
it's snowing above us, but I mean, I don't think it's going to snow. I think the clouds are too.
I believe we missed the window for Reading snow.
I don't know.
It warmed up before the clouds moved in.
You know what? I hope that it does snow, and maybe we'll have an end of January freak storm. I just love that because you remember in the year 2012 in the beginning, you know, we were late. I hope so. I want to see seasons.
Reading doesn't get snow. We get Slurpee.
On this day in 1778, Captain James Cook of the British Navy, speaking of captains, we'll talk about that in a minute, thought he was the first to find a group of islands off in the Pacific. He named them the Sandwich Islands in honor of England's Earl of Sandwich, the first lord of the British Admiralty. What's that word?
Admiralty.
Okay. Tried to say it this morning. Blah. Admiralty. Little did he know that the islands already had a name. The people who lived on them called them Hawaii. Known to us now, of course, as the 58th United States. Actually, those islands had been discovered long before that day by the Polynesians. Other explorers before Cook probably stopped in the Hawaiian Islands as early as the 1500s. However, it was Cook who spread the word of the existence of this group of tropical isles to the rest of the world.
That is. And then, you know, later on, Cook was killed in Hawaiian Islands, or in the Pacific there by natives that were a little bit upset that he was coming in and spreading smallpox and venereal disease. Okay.
Oh, well, that was pleasant this morning. Thank you
okay.
for the after
let's get into
comments.
Let's get into this. You know, as we told you yesterday, Linda was fighting the battle of the appliances. I mean, she's been fighting this. This is great. I mean, she's gone to war with them.
And who came in with hero wings?
Bob Moon. Bob Moon of Moon
Heating.
And
air conditioning.
He comes in. He's one of the few people that can actually work on a boiler. He comes in. He looks at it. He says, you know how old this is? And it's older than a lot of you out there listening. Not older than John Dixon, because John's older than older than dirt. But it's because... just want to see if John was paying attention. John's older than if John's older than me, that's pretty old. Anyway, but Bob comes in. He immediately diagnoses everything in a second, and then so we've got this to send off. But we wanted just to thank him because he's doing follow up work on it, and he just came over and fixed everything for us. So we have hot water temporarily until we can get the whole thing fixed. Anyway.
I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just
Bob Moon, thank you for coming in.
I have worked with Bob Moon during my days over at North Valley Distributing. He is a class act and a great asset to the Reading business community.
He really is. Well, my friend came over, Pat Karch, who I'm singing with Saturday, and Pam. They popped by, and he said, gosh, you know, all of these homes in this part of the area of Reading, they all had of this generation of boilers like this. And he said this side of town, which, of course, we live over by the jail. So, you know, with those Victorians and the older
homes.
In
fact, we've been known to rent out our extra room to the overflow. And we're going to talk to Bisenko about that. I think he still owes his money for this last guy that was here. Okay, let's talk about some other things. Cruise ship captain. The cruise ship captain that sunk his ship and left it early, they are now have out the tapes of the Italian Coast Guard saying, get back on your ship. And he refused.
You know, I was listening to this morning, and I was watching it this morning, and I early, and I thought to myself, where does an individual at that point, especially in a leadership capacity, make it all the way to captain, and then leave your people? I mean, was he such a coward that he? You know, what came on inside of him? I mean, you know, you go down with your ship. That's kind of, isn't that what a captain ends?
Well, what the captain does, and Bob's in the Coast Guard, which is kind of
the
like
auxiliary,
being in,
please.
It's kind of like being in, you know, on the water. The what the captain is supposed to do is get his people that's under his charge off the ship safely before he leaves. He should be the last one. He should be the last one leaving. He makes sure everybody else is safe. In this case, this guy left... And his crew and his number two, his second in command, all left the ship.
There's still people.
With the people in there. And there's still 29 people missing.
They can't find.
15 dead. You know, I mean,
and they had to stop the search because, in case you haven't heard, they had to stop the search because the ship is moving. So it's dangerous for the divers and the people looking.
Yeah. Oil is leaking. Everything. Yeah. It's going on. It's terrible.
This death toll would have been so much higher had the ship been in actual deeper water because it would have completely capsized as it ended up on its side.
And people still had a way to get out.
Yeah. But there's a lot of buzz in the nautical community about just how many of the what are called the coal regs, collision regulations, have been violated. Failure to keep a proper lookout. There's just this whole list.
And to say how bad this is, that the cruise company, the parent company, has already taken the blame for it and said he did wrong. You know, this was our fault. I mean, usually they're going to fight this off, but they've actually said that.
You know what I thought of when I was listening to the breakdown this particular morning was that, you know, they were showing his face, they were showing his name, and they were showing, as they should. But all I could think about was the shame of the family, the shame of the name. And that I can't help it, because what we do reflects on, you know, other people. And his act, gosh, you can just imagine, you know, I mean, it spreads down. It's a trickle down failure in event. And it makes me feel really horrible. You know, forever his name will be synonymous with, you know, this time of cruising. And so earlier in the program on Monday, I said, does that stop you from taking a vacation and wanting to cruise? I can share with you, I've been on 5 cruises. The very first one I went on with my mom and dad, we went to the Caribbean in the 80s, and the first thing they did, as soon as we got on the ship, there was a drill to take us up, put on our life jackets, and show us exactly which boat we were supposed to take, what the drill was. As soon as we hit the ship, that was mandatory.
Well, you know, on the cruise I took, we had those mandatory, you know, abandoned ship drills. But you know, I went on a helicopter ride off the ship that almost, you know, was almost a disaster. People were rude on the ship. We didn't get all the food that we wanted. We didn't get the food that we liked. But then again, I was on a amphibious assault ship with 2,000 other Marines and sailors, so maybe that might have had something to do it. But we did get to stop in many interesting places and make fools of ourselves. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You remember those places, don't you, Bad Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, your name is probably still written there with your skivvies hanging on the wall. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
It's time for R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater. Now here's Bob with Ode to an Edge, Celebrity Voice Impersonations.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? When you go to trim your hedge, are your shears without an edge? Does your saw blade reject a woodworking project? Do you use your knife twice when you slice and dice? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. We'll send you along with the keenest edges, and you'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
R&B Sharpening and Sales Poetry Theater was brought to you by R&B Sharpening and Sales off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B Sharpening and Sales on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
Stop me soon before I get old, and get me out of this rhyming mode.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is January the 18th. You know what? We've just got so much going here. I don't even have enough room.
Okay. Well, before we get going, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. The coffee special is going to be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16-ounce hot drink for $3. Hello. That's through February. Treat your sweetie to delicious hot coffee. They also have flavored loose teas, vanilla maple, maple coffee beans on sale. And guess what? Kim, who is a previous barista, is back, and her drinks are yummy. So she also likes perfection and consistently made coffee drink, Espresso Joe's, where you get more than just a cup of coffee.
That's right. A finest walk-in humidor in the state, and veterans get discounts there. Okay, honey, you've been telling me this. A homemaker, full-time, stay-at-home, cooks, cleans, drives, child care, and even lawn maintenance. How much are they worth a year?
Well, let's see. I would love to get a call from our listeners, because recently hearing about a nanny who takes care of three kids, and I'm sure that's part-time, her salary was $25,000, and according to Michael Savage, she was extremely underpaid.
Well,
that was just for taking care of
three
kids.
Now, this is for cooking, shopping, driving, taking care of the kids, cleaning the house, all that stuff.
So if you were to add up the services.
Add up all of these services.
My guesstimate would be $80,000.
$96,261.
According to the standards of today.
The standards of today, when they took all those average jobs and how much they made. And that did not even include sex.
Was that... that's priceless by American Express standard.
No, okay. All right. $96,000. Can you believe that? Bad Bob, we're in the wrong business here.
I'm telling you.
I should just be a homemaker. Okay, let's talk about...
I wish you would be a homemaker.
Yeah, I bet you
think about it. Challenge you, buddy.
Okay.
I'm just picturing the little French maid out
there. That's what it is. You know what? It's the high heels. I keep falling off them.
Click, click, click.
Let's talk
about... Not good on hardwood floors, but hey, we have some poundage on it.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about two things. The Lucero battle at the city of Shasta Lake last night really heated up at their town hall meeting, or at their city hall meeting for the city council. And she said she's not going out quick. She's not going, you know, silently into the night. She's going to be suing. She's going to be fighting. And also, she's going to be on next week right here on KCNR, Free Fire Radio. One of the things we do is, you know, there's only so many ways you can get the word out in this town. One is by the paper. And if the paper decides it's going to be one way, I'm not saying they do, but if they do decide it's going to be one way, you know, this is what they think, maybe that you don't hear everything that goes on. So this is what we do. This is why Free Fire Radio is here. This is why KCNR Radio is here. We try to take and let people from all sides have their say. So next week, Dolores Lucero is going to be on, and we're going to be talking about that. Things that happened at City Council last night, we're going to be discussing in the next segment. We have Gary Cadd here. The Shasta County Superior Court judge, and this is a little bit different, Stephen Baker dismissed patients from a lawsuit filed by the behalf of the medical marijuana dispensary orders. Also, one of the lawyers has pulled out of the battle, and one that was on the show a few weeks ago is, I guess, staying with it. That would be Andrew. Let's see, what's his name? Alex Henderson.
That's
Alex Henderson
was on. Remember either.
Oh, come on now. That wasn't nice. Okay, see, what else? Oh, the wolf. You know that wolf that's coming across, you know, came across the border from Oregon? It was up there, and it's worked its way down.
The wolf.
Yeah, the wolf has worked its way down. It's getting near Bernie. They have tracked it, so it's a few miles outside Bernie. So you know what that tells me?
What?
That next week in the Record Searchlight food section, you're going to be seeing probably recipes for wolf in there. Because you probably don't want to just trot down the street of Bernie if you're a wolf. Just a thought.
Somebody on Frank DeLucia's show, an expert in the field, said that this is not your North American timber wolf. This while Canada is in fact part of North America, this particular strain is a little bit beefier than the ones who historically lived here. So it's not a true restoration of the species.
Well, that's it. You know, I think that's what they were saying, and they introduced them back in Yellowstone. And the ranchers were saying is that these are not natural to the area. They are Canadian wolves that had nothing to do with and not the same genus or strains here, which is why one of the judges said, yeah, you're right.
So they don't understand borders.
Wolves don't understand borders. Well, so do a lot of other so do a lot of other mammals, it appears. We got to take a break here. We come back, Gary Katz, we're going to talk about what happened at the city council yesterday, which includes the film studios, the medical marijuana, and a couple of other things.
KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a slow start on Wall Street this morning. The markets are searching for direction following a round of mixed earnings reports and news of the IMF's latest trillion-dollar move to increase lending to struggling Eurozone nations. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was in positive territory, up 47 points. Two arrests have been made in an insider trading investigation that now directly involves some of Wall Street's most prominent money managers. Former Diamond Capital portfolio manager Todd Newman was arrested by the FBI in Boston. Sigma Capital employee John Horvath was arrested in New York. And former hedge fund manager Anthony Chasen surrendered to authorities today. And wholesale prices fell more than expected in December on lower food and energy costs. Producer prices slipped 0.1% last month. Economists forecasted a rise in PPI. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
911.
These people, they came through my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Do they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and, of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I will see you at the range.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to CARS?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of CARS?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it, and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to CARS. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hear ye, a mandate from the king.
By royal proclamation, your presence is requested at the David Marr Auditorium to enjoy Disney's Cinderella, presented by Reading School of the Arts, directed by Hillary Rogerson. With all your favorite Cinderella songs and characters, it's the perfect outing for the whole family. Come, meet Cinderella and her friends.
I want to meet the prince.
Bring your little dreamer to the David Marr Auditorium February 3rd and 4th and watch the magic unfold. Go to CascadeTheater.org for your tickets now or get them at the door.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. It is January the 18th. This can't be 23 degrees out there. Why do you have 23 degrees written up there? Oh, okay. It's supposed to be because all the hair fell off your head yesterday. All right. So how cold is it?
36.
Okay. It's 36 degrees. And I guess we probably won't get that snow, but we are going to be getting rain. Is that right, sweetheart?
Yes, it looks like we have 70% chance of rain today, and actually it says snow likely with a National Weather Service. Of course, that changes as things happen, but we're going to have high today. Our temperatures are going to get around 48, low with 41 tonight. Remember, the weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. Want to remind you about a Thursday night with On the Spot with Linda Bott. We have the folks from Enjoy coming in tomorrow night, and the show On the Spot with Linda Bott is sponsored by Dandelion, and Dandelion is having a sale just a couple doors down, 50% off on a lot of their winter stuff. So I want to make sure I get a plug in for Dandelion because that's a great place to go.
Okay. All right. Gary Cadd, good morning. You were there at the city council meeting last night, and they said they talked about this new thing with the studio. But the studio, Clarity Entertainment, has signed a contract with us, a non-binding contract, but they gave us a check for $100,000, from what I understand. And they said they're moving forward with this.
Well, I think it was a non-binding before, but I believe now it's a binding contract because they've actually made a deal, and the council voted on it. So, in fact, they were someone last night, I think, from the council made, where's the check? but they're coming.
They provided the city last week with a $100,000 deposit toward the purchase.
Right,
and the council had approved a non-binding. So you're right.
Right. So it's half of lot 12, at lots 13, 14, and 15, and then lot 16. They're going to have a right of first refusal, I guess you could say, that if somebody comes in on 16 and Clarity decides that they're going to need it and want to use it, then they will have a first right to step forward and buy that.
Now, they're still having problems finding out exactly. I guess Foxworthy was there yesterday.
Yes,
last
was.
Night. And there was also somebody else there along with him. Remember the board of directors?
There were several other people there with the board of directors. I was introduced to the fellow that is doing the Doogie, the cartoon character of the DC-3. And I've forgotten his name. Sorry, sir. They put a presentation on with it with the cartoon last night, and that's going to be exciting. They're even looking at possibly building a hangar at the airport for actually having a DC-3, a yellow DC-3 fly in, and this could really turn into something really fantastic.
Well, we're optimistic, and as John put in here, he's cautiously optimistic that mm-hmm. They've got supposedly $600 million. Or something like that, or funds alike, around that.
Mr. Foxworthy said last night that he has three groups of investors, and of those groups, he said the group that may be $600 million, it might be $300 million, but they have a large amount of money. And if I recall correctly, they were looking at $70 million for the property, another $100 million for the studio and things that they're going to build out there. And then the noise problem was mentioned. And they said that
the noise problem of what?
With the airplanes.
Oh, okay.
Being next to the airport.
I was going to say that. I didn't think there was.
Yeah.
Are they going to be noisy?
Well, they're working on it.
Rerouting the planes in some ways, right?
Well, it's not so much probably rerouting the planes, but probably how they build their buildings. So it'd be a combination, probably reroute, build the buildings. But what they've come to the point that it's not going to be a problem. It's a doable problem. Right. They can work around it. So,
well, Mr. Foxworthy seems to have had a positive impact on people around him.
Yeah.
Of course, there are people that, are denigrating this whole thing and they're idiots. The fact is, but it hasn't been the final thing. and they're still looking at doing, but they're moving forward with it.
Well, yeah, they're moving forward, and if I recall correctly, I don't have everything that was said last night locked in my mind, but something about that there's going to be 50 jobs, $18 an hour, end up at 50 jobs to start with, and then the job number will be going up from there. So I mean,
and that's not even counting the construction of it, which they're going to do at, what do they call it, the amount of money you pay is when you're building something like that is whatever you know what I mean? Current wage, whatever the current wage is out here. So it's not like they're going to be getting a break on that. So they're going to be
I don't know why.
How did you feel about the whole thing once Mr. Foxworthy got up and he spoke, and there was concerns and everything? At the bottom line, as he left in that moment, how did you feel about it?
Oh, I feel real. Of course, I met Mr. Foxworthy here a couple of months ago. Was able to talk with him, and we had quite a long talk. We talked for a couple hours, and then again, we had a chance to speak with him last night, and very positive. I mean, these folks are positive. They're coming here. They do not want to be in Hollywood, in L.A., and they've chosen Reading, and they want to be here. And it's a total plus for the community. I don't see any downside.
You think there's a link to Bethel here at all?
I don't know.
Bethel says that there's not.
No,
I mean, and when I was talking to him, and that was the impression I got, at least that.
Well, and
people have tried to link them, and I don't think that.
Well, I don't believe there is.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't seem like there is at all.
Yeah, because they've. I met with one of the Bethel people here. Oh, it's been a couple of months ago when this first came up and mentioned, and they said no, that they didn't. In fact,
that's what Charlie
didn't
said.
Even
Charlie
know,
Harper
didn't,
said.
Didn't know what.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest Gary Kamer, talking about what happened at the city council last night. There's a number of other things we want to talk about here, but one is the three of the members of the council had a recall petition.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that after the break, because I'm not sure how 22 signatures means. And then there was something to do with the water board, mm-hmm. which we want to talk about too. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Are you ready for the battle on the river? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents Battle on the River Cage Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 21st at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading with local fighter Bill Whittler. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 21st. The event center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is coming your way again in 2012 with the Battle on the River. Cage fights at Wind River Casino on January 21st, presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Battle on the River, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. Check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Battle on the River.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning.
Welcome back to our program. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. The folks at Estate Granite, if you're looking for that fabulous fire pit, or you're looking to redo your kitchen or your bathroom for just an incredible fee, go see the folks at Estate Granite. They are... it's integrity driven, and that's all we can say.
Mike Huber at 241 Stone. See them? Bathroom, kitchen, outside. You name it, he's got it, and it will fit your budget. Granite and marble.
Our guest this morning is Gary Catt, and we are talking about what happened last night in City Council. Of course, the chat pack is going crazy, and we just talked about Stillwater Business Park with the new movie production, and that seems like it's been passed and cleared. And so before we jump into our next thing, Gary, what's the timeline on that?
Well, the timeline, Mr. Foxworthy last night stated that they want to move forward as soon as possible. They're going to be actual timeline. I can't say that they'll be building by the end of the year, but they are moving forward. They need to get some of this stuff done. One of the things they're doing is they are either buying or leasing the KMS building to start doing Doogie, to start getting that on the ground.
I think a couple others that they're leasing too.
Right.
On this thing, so they can get going that.
Spells jobs, J-O-B-S.
You know, the other thing too is when you're talking, 50 people, they're going to be making at least $18 an hour. I imagine, there's got to be, what about the people that do the cartoon work or the drawing or all this, the animation? They must be doing that someplace else. That's the only thing I can figure, because that's a lot of people to do a show.
Well, I would imagine that's probably what's going to go into the KMS building to start with, as far as Doogie. As far as our DC-3.
Yeah, and they're... Okay. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
We're great.
Well, you look great. I can see you over there with that purple flowery scarf thing on.
Voyeurism at its best.
Hello.
Bad Bob. And Gary Catt.
Good morning.
Listen, all the excitement seems to be about clarity, and I understand that, but could you make mention about the Shasta County Water Agency and what effect that could possibly have on our lives here in Redding?
Yeah, yes, John. We were going to
take my answer off the air, let you talk.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay.
John.
All right, I guess we can go there now. Last evening, there was a presentation made to the Redding City Council by the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Water Management Group on a plan that they're putting together. And this is an organization that covers six counties: Butte, Colusa, Glen, Shasta, Sutter, and Tehama. Basically, the Sacramento watershed. I became aware of this about a week and a half ago, and this group has quite a website. And a friend of mine has gone through and taken 21 different pages off that website that are very interesting. One of them is the governance page, and then also the finance page. But this is a non-governmental organization. It has government elected people on the board, but there's no government set up within it. They are going to be coming forward with ideas and recommendations for the Sacramento River drainage.
Do they have any power?
Well, actually, they will put the plan together. The power's not in the plan. The power's in the plan when a local agency votes that plan into place.
So who's on this organization?
Well, I believe Larry Farr from Shasta Lake City is the only member from Shasta County, and then Redding City Councilwoman Missy MacArthur is an alternate there. I believe that we the people need to be very interested in what goes on. There's going to be a meeting today down in, I believe it's down in Red Bluff, that folks could attend this afternoon from 2 to 4, and I don't have the exact.
Now, is this group of people, when you say they're making a plan, to control the water on the Sacramento?
Yes.
And yet they're not a government agency? They're just people getting together and saying, oh, hey, we think this is a good idea?
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
So is the Shasta County Board of Supervisors involved with this, or the City of Redding?
The Shasta County Board of Supervisors are involved because they are the Board of Directors of the Shasta County Water Agency.
Okay.
So our representative here is going to be this water agency with the five board, this five supervisors on that. Now, my problem, accountability, transparency, and with this issue, a little bit of love would go a long ways. We need. And I've asked Mr. Starman to look into, and that's the Redding City Manager, to look into putting city council people onto this water agency we have here. That would be the agency here that would accept this report and actually legitimize the report. And they want to have it done by sometime in 2013.
Okay. So, well, you know, here would be my concern before we take a break here, is that people that are outside our area are making plans to use the water that comes through, you know, that belongs to people. When I say belongs, I mean people have rights, just like they do up in Siskiyou County, about they've got, you know, water permits. They've had these water rights as their personal property for over 100 years, that somebody's making a decision and that we can't get into. And it looks like the Board of Supervisors is in it, but it would like to know is what decisions are being made.
Well, you know, and here's the very important part. You've heard me talk in the past about climate action plan, and this is something that we really need to be on top of. But part of climate action plan that's being put together here for Shasta County is Senate Bill Extraordinary Session 7, Bill Number 7. And what, it, in essence, going through real quick, they want to reduce by 20% our water usage in Shasta County. And they want to take an average from 1994 to 2004, take that average of water usage, and then reduce it by 20%.
Is that per capita, or is that just they're saying, okay,
that's per capita.
Okay, but so are they going to use the numbers from back then, or extrapolate it out to what the numbers are now? In other words, if there were 100,000 people then and 150,000 people now, are we going to have to use the same amount? We're going to have to cut 20% back? Based on 100,000 people?
It says water suppliers to reduce urban per capita water consumption by 2020. A 20% reduction from the average water demand would be put into place. There's two formulas here to do this. But anyway, the point I'm making is they want to reduce the amount of water that's going to be available for us to use. First thing that comes to mind with this is you start talking about reducing. Some folks might remember the water bond that they put together, that the legislature put together in 2009. It's $11 billion.
Yeah.
They didn't put it on the 10 election because they thought it wouldn't pass, and it's not going to be on the 12 election. They still don't think it'll pass, but it's still hanging fire out there, and it's $11 billion of money that we don't have that they're going to put a water bond together.
Now, we need to get Larry Lees in here and talk to him about some of these, because we got to take a break. There's so many of these things happening that we need to hear what the county is going to do on this stuff. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee.
You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Currently 38 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460 on your dial. It is 7:55 in the morning. It's the 18th of January.
That's right. Our guest, Gary Cadden, we're talking city council stuff. The water thing is something we got to keep our eye on for sure, and we'll talk to the county about that and a couple other things. But recall stuff was handed. Recall petitions were handed to the city council last night.
Yeah, well, the first
and I need you to explain this one to us too.
Yeah, well, the first ones that were turned in at the last previous city council meeting, they have to have 20 signatures. I don't think they had the 20 signatures, but they have to be people that are registered to vote within the county, or within the city in this particular case, and the signatures didn't prove out to be correct. So that was thrown out.
Now this, this recall is for Dick Dickerson.
Rick Vassetti, Jones, and Francie Sullivan.
And Francie Sullivan, yeah, because they're not running for re-election.
Right, and the window's too short.
And you can't do it for Dickerson and Missy,
right,
because they are running for re-election.
Right.
All right, so they are trying to recall these three because...
Well, because they passed the marijuana, they didn't pass marijuana, they've shut down the collective.
They shut down the collectives
in the city, and that's the reason why they're recalling them, saying that the city council doesn't represent that segment of the community, and
they couldn't get is it 20 signatures per petition?
Well, there's just one petitioner coming in with, so they have to get 26 signatures on that petition to turn it in for it to move forward.
Okay, how many did they get?
Well, they've got, I think they said they had 22 on it. I didn't actually see the petition itself.
They've been working on this a few weeks, too.
Right. So they're going to be stepping forward. And then Peter Scales, a gentleman that's originally from Australia, went forward and made some comments. And his basic comment was just, what the heck is happening to America? What's happening to California? What's happening to Redding with this marijuana issue? And he was mentioning that it's not really for the people that really need it. There should be a way that we can take care of the people that need it, but at the same time, this thing is rampant marijuana all over town and all over the county, and the problems with it. And he got quite an ovation when he got through with his comments, but they are moving forward.
So the next step then they have to get thousands of signatures, right?
Yeah, if
the Cerro was a recall for the city of Shasta Lake, and they needed, I think, 1,100 for her.
Yeah, they're going to need probably something like 7,000.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Signatures for the city, probably to be able to. I think the number is 5,600. I really don't recall. what the total number is. But they're going to need probably between 6,000-7,000, maybe a little more. You know, with some of them right. that won't be acceptable. So that's what's going to happen with that. So we'll have to sit back and see what goes on with that.
Oh, yeah. It's been interesting to see something like this happen. I think there's three of them still open right now anyway.
Yeah.
That now it becomes a zoning thing or something where somebody has to go down and shut them down.
Well,
give them tickets or something.
I think what they're doing is they're waiting on the court case moving forward. I think you mentioned it earlier, something about the attorneys on it and some of the people who are involved with that. But the court case moving forward, and I think the city is waiting for that, which I think will be in another couple of weeks, for the answer there. And then when the answer there comes down with the way the city expects it, then I think the police chief will go in and shut him down, and that's going to be the end of it.
All right. No. Hey, our correspondent, Gary Cadd from the City Council, thank you so much,
as usual.
You're more than welcome. It's been my pleasure.
Okay. And, of course, we have Tom Basenko that's coming up next here at the 8 o'clock hour.
That's it. And this is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. With at least 11 people confirmed dead, the captain whose ship ran aground off Italy is getting more pointed criticism. A live report now from Fox News Radio Simon Owen in our European Bureau.
Ron, the Italian Prime Minister, breaking his silence on the crash.
Any such disaster could and should be avoided.
11 are dead, with more missing, an American couple among those unaccounted for. Prime Minister Mario Monti admitting concerns about leaking fuel.
Italian authorities are taking care of the prevention and limitation of any environmental negative implications.
The ship's captain remains under house arrest, Ron.
Simon, if you're headed to work in the Pacific Northwest, you already know it's an unusually snowy drive.
They're talking about anywhere from 2 inches all the way up to 14 inches in various places, and the most snow in the city of Seattle since 1985.
Fox's Dan Springer in Seattle, where school closings are widespread and dozens of flights have been canceled. Wikipedia's content is off limits today in protest of anti-piracy bills being considered by Congress. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
The fight is over bills in both the House and Senate that would give the Justice Department powers to crack down on copyright infringement and counterfeit goods on the Internet. It has stoked passion on the business community, the online industry, civil libertarian groups, and more. House Speaker John Boehner suggesting more work is going to be needed before a bill can be passed.
It's pretty clear to many of us that there's a lack of consensus at this point.
The White House this weekend joined civil libertarians in the net community in raising objections to how the bills are currently written. Fox News Radio parent company News Corp is supporting the legislation. Ron?
Mike, the House is expected to reject the president's call to raise the nation's debt limit, but under a deal carved out last year, the president can still raise it by simply vetoing congressional rejection. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. Not to sound greedy, but when I heard auto technicians preferred Interstate Batteries 5-1 over any other battery, I wondered why that one didn't prefer us too. Don't get me wrong now, 5-1 is pretty darn good, but 6-none would be better. So if that one is listening out there, hey, give me a call. Maybe we can do lunch. To find a dealer near you that prefers us, head to interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Introducing the reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's the most technologically advanced Camry ever. With the available N-Tune multimedia system, you can access apps like iHeartRadio, which gives you more than 750 radio stations from around the country. The reinvented 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you? Learn more at toyota.com/Camry.
Be sure to obey traffic regulations and maintain awareness of road and traffic conditions. Not available on all models. Data charges may apply. See toyota.com/N-Tune for details.
May find himself in a recall election this year, but Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker says the reason critics want him out should not have come as a surprise.
The majority of people in this state put me in office to do what I said. I mean, interesting enough, you have a recall election. Normally you have a recall about someone who breaks their promises.
Walker's successful push to restrict union rights for most state workers was the genesis of the recall movement.
We're very proud of our state that we were able to accomplish this task, working with United Wisconsin and so many other good groups.
Wisconsin State Democratic Chairman Mike Tate. Organizers say they turned in nearly 2 million signatures to force Walker and other Republican leaders to face a new election this year. Those signatures still need to be validated, and that's expected to take weeks. Seven teens in Chicago, including a 15-year-old girl, have been arrested as suspects in the beating and robbery of a 17-year-old. The robbery was shot on video, posted on the internet. In fact, it went viral on YouTube. The attack happened in an alley Sunday afternoon. Oxfam and Save the Children have been trying to stop famine in East Africa. Now they say they should have had more help sooner.
Leading aid agencies have put the blame on governments and humanitarian organizations for not listening to the early warning signs that a food crisis was brewing in East Africa. Up to 100,000 people have died in Kenya, Ethiopia and Somalia. Andrew Wonder works for Save the Children in Kenya.
It's really about moving from a case of hoping for the best, which is what we've seen so far, people getting these reports and hoping that they don't come to pass, to preparing for the worst, regardless of the probability.
They say it took more than 6 months for aid agencies to act. Many donors wanted proof, and the governments there failed to admit the scale of the disaster. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Analysts are crediting some encouraging earnings in the banking sector, with gains being made on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 64 points, the S&P 508, and NASDAQ 22. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 805 January the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com. And probably our guest will probably get on there like he usually does after he takes the show over like he usually does. We're also going out live stream so you can see what Sheriff Tom Basinko looks like in the morning.
He looks the same in the morning.
Anytime.
As he does the rest of
the day.
What?
You never change.
You're
a
cheery guy.
You do. You always look the same. Even when you're in a, you know, your mufti, your civilian clothes, you still look like
mufti.
Mufti. Yeah, I never heard
that's
of
a
that.
It's a military term, and mufti means is that you're out of uniform, you're in civilian clothes. You're in mufti.
Okay, learn something new for the day.
You don't think so? Look it up there, Chapack. M-U-F-T-I.
Yeah,
mufti.
But you can't be looking on Wikipedia today because
I'll put that in my lexicon.
There you go.
Wikipedia is closed down today.
Okay, now, hey, let's give the weather, because there's a shutdown, too, in the, let's give that the traffic alert first.
Yes, this is not a weather-related incident, apparently. I-5 shut down at this time. A tour bus, a postal service vehicle, or a mail truck, some kind of vehicle of that sort, and a CHP all involved in a crash up near Valmiers, near Lakehead. So if you're planning on heading north on I-5, make other plans for the time being. Go back to and have a latte or something, because it's going to be a while cleaning up that mess.
And Espresso Joe's right there at Tobacco Brew. And the weather today there, sweetheart.
Well, we have a chance of rain, and actually I think Bob Belongi just told us that I think it was, did you say Whiskey Town?
Well, looking at the weather radar, I am seeing an indication of snow in the Whiskeytown area. It's heading our way very slowly, but
yes.
The I-5 corridor up the canyon, even if it wasn't closed for that, would be getting ugly very shortly here.
Please be mindful as you're driving, because, of course, we know that the road conditions, although you may think yesterday while you were driving, hey, I can speed around or, you know, pass this car, just don't do that today, because the conditions on the roads will be slippery, and they're there's lots of surprises underneath that bad weather. Chance of rain and snow, again, like I said, before 10. Then we're going to have snow level, it looks like, around 700 feet. The weather today will be probably about 46, with temperatures reaching to 41 this evening. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And I think we're going to the market minute, and we'll be...
Well, I tell you what, why don't we...
Should we give away tickets? Before we get into...
No, we're not going to give away tickets, because he's on the phone now.
I'm hearing yes, no, stretch. Tell me what to do here.
All right. We now have our Wells Fargo Market Minute ready to go.
Okay. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 56 points at 12,538. The S&P 500 is positive 7 at 1,300 even. And the NASDAQ is up 21 at 2,750. Active stocks today include J.P. Morgan Chase up 86 cents at 35.77 and General Electric up 18 cents at 18.92. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 5 cents at $14.57 and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.57. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.86%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 27 cents at $100.98. Silver is up 13 cents at $30.27, and gold is down $9.20 at $16.46.40. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. The Wells Fargo Advisors are over on Park Marina Drive. We have them at 710, 810, and 905 in the morning and again in the afternoon. You know, before we take a break and we bring back our great guest,
Tom Basenko.
Good morning.
I want to talk about something I blogged about yesterday. In the Record Searchlight, and you know what? We take the Record Searchlight on, but we like the Record Searchlight. But it's a perfect example of what I blogged about on Time Under the Helmet on the Record Searchlight. They give me rating.com, just go there, go with Time Under the Helmet. On their page 3 here, 5, family of fallen Marine given the Navy Cross. And here's a sacrifice in Afghanistan's recounted. What happened is the Marine, there was an IED, and 20-year-old Lance Corporal Donald Hagen threw himself at this fellow Marines to get him out of the way and was killed by this IED. Big write-up here. Family of fallen Marine given the Navy Cross. In the column next to that, DA, suspect stalked victims, ex-Marine accused of killing a homeless man, four homeless men. On the same page, where a Marine has given his life and been awarded the Navy Cross, the second highest award for valor that this country can give to a serviceman or servicewoman. And then next to it is ex-Marine accused of killing four homeless men. My blog was this. Why is it that every time you see something of negativity, it's ex-Marine kills four men, SEAL assaults ice cream vendor, or something like this? How come it leads like that? And yet you doesn't lead like this. Ex-Marine saves thousands of homeless animals. Ex-soldier donates chapel to veteran cemetery. Active duty National Guard officer appointed Reading chief of police. How come it's like that? Why is it that it's always a negative and you don't see the positives? Why is that in the press? Is that a bias? Is that just something because that's the way it leads? Is it because that we expect things that are so high, so much of commendatory value for the servicemen, is that if something like this happens, it's big news? Why is that? But here it is a perfect example right here in our own paper. And my question is this to all the press. Why don't you even it up? You talk about being fair. Then why don't you say that? Why don't you say former soldier, Senator Maurice Johannesson, donates chapel to Veterans Cemetery. Former Marine, Dr. Ray John, saves thousands of animals at Haven Humane. National Guard Colonel Rob Paletti appointed Reading Chief of Police. I'm just wondering about that, why that happens. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just needed to get that out because I saw both of it here. And our guest, like I said, is Sheriff Tom Basenko. Good morning. We've got to take a quick break here.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, now you can take the show over. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko. Sheriff Tom, I see we've already got, do we already have somebody on? Yeah, we've already got somebody on the line. Sheriff Tom has, Tom's already put it down who it is. John Dixon, good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl. How are you again? Listen, Tom, I have a quick question for you. I know that you got that request for grant in the other day.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to be talking about it here in a little bit.
I was just wanting, I really don't have a question for you because I'm sure you're going to cover it, but I'm really interested in if you've made any progress in finding funding for the operation of the jail.
I do have some ideas, but it's actually what should be a team effort with the county administration team, the CAO's office, and others. This sounds like my mic might have been dead.
Really. No, we were just trying to adjust it. You have a booming voice.
So that's how it should be because it involves the entire county budget and just not me to go out and allocate or try and appropriate the money because that's not within my authority.
But it seems like that was what the Board of Supervisors passed on to you.
And that's what they were indicating
about that.
Yeah, and as well as I, but that wasn't the necessarily the time for dissenting discussions.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. I hope you are successful with it, and I hope that the staff can come up with some ideas for you because it's there. It needs to be done. I mean, we absolutely need this.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I agree with you.
Where the money's coming from, I don't know. Anyway, have a great day, Tom, and best of luck to you. If there's anything any of us can do here, please let us know.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, bud.
Don't get arrested. Okay, that's a big thing. Okay, let's talk about the jail.
Okay.
The money's coming in, and it's still, as you've told us before, it takes like 5 to 6 months to even get the floor open.
Yeah, in fact, we're still working on hiring, testing, backgrounding. That takes about 3 months for the process. And then when the people come on board, then they're trained, and that takes about another 3 months. And so we're still looking about March-ish for that floor to get opened up, and we know that that'll fill up rather quickly. And to go from there, we're also expanding out our work release program, which we had some reductions in due to budget back in 2009, the sheriff's office. Budget was cut about $4 million. The probation department, about $2 million. They had to close Crystal Creek. But that was the impact of the economic downfall within California that impacted all the counties. So we're working on getting geared back up. Those are alternative work programs are necessary. We're also going to be using home electronic monitoring, home electronic confinement. We call it HEC. Looking at evidence-based practices to try and help reduce the recidivism or the reoccurrence of crime on some of those offenders, and also working with the courts. I have talked with spoken with the bench also on some of the different practices that could help reduce some of the impact on the jail beds.
Okay. Have you ever thought about renting rooms in town here? No.
Not necessarily a bed and breakfast. But
I think it's one of the things that was talked about, though, is finding a place that you could kind of take the ones that are really low. Is there such a thing as really low low threat?
Yes, there are low-level offenders, low threat. Let's say a person does commit a crime, very low-level crime, a petty theft.
How about a DUI or something like that that they have to go to jail for 30 days?
First in their lives, yeah. and they've made a mistake and committed a crime. That person we'll probably never see again in the criminal justice system. And in fact, there's ways to test for that, actually. There's assessment tools. So why spend a ton of money on different types of incarceration or programs when you'll probably never see that? The ones you want to hit are the mid-level offenders that are kind of circling through the system or cycling through the system over and over.
Yeah.
Your high-level offenders, your violent criminals, sex offenders, those are the ones that need to be in prison and do the time and be incarcerated like that. And that's part of community corrections. And that's a very one.
I've seen, you know, people send me a lot of emails, but they always, you know, it seems like at least once a week I get the Shasta, mugshots.
Oh, yes.
And I've seen some on there. These are people that look like they're high school graduation pictures or their wedding photos. They are so good. Some and they're there for something very, very minor. So I was wondering, I mean, they're not going to, if they're wearing an orange, it looks like they're wearing an orange jumpsuit. What's that mean?
Generally, that means they're coming from another facility, or that Shasta mugshots also does Tehama County.
Okay.
We don't have orange jumpsuits in ours.
Okay.
Ours are a different color, mainly blue.
Okay.
And so that's what we put on there. And so that means they had a photo reshot. Sometimes those people are what we call in-routers. They're en route from point A to point B being another facility. And they have to stay overnight here while they're, let's say, they're going to Los Angeles and they're coming from Oregon.
Okay, so DUI or something like that, then, I mean, if you see that down as one of the, you know, as the thing that they've arrested for, that they probably, if this is the first case for them, you'll never see, they'll never see the jail, and unless they miss their...
Well, they are required to do, under California law, they are required to do 48 hours if convicted of the DUI.
Oh, okay.
And so that's required. They have to do that, and that's usually be some type of... work release program, community service.
Okay, so it wouldn't be like they'd be locked into the jail. They'd be doing something, cleaning the roads or something.
Then as you get more DUIs, you could actually go to prison, or if you had a DUI that you killed someone, vehicular manslaughter, that could look at prison time as well.
Absolutely.
The thing about the bed and breakfast, I was going to say, Shirley, you jest. You may jest, but don't call you Shirley. What a bump. You can rent beds, The California Department of Corrections and Rehab's, the prison system, sent us their low-level offenders. And then they said, we might not have any low-level offenders for our fire camps. Could you guys, the sheriffs, send us your low-level offenders that we just sent you, and we'll make you a really good deal, and you can pay us, the state, $50 a day, roughly. It's like $46.19. That equates to about $18,000 a year per inmate. To put them into fire camps. And that's your money, my money.
So they sent them to, and so if they had just kept them and put them in the fire camps, we wouldn't have had to pay that.
We would, but different form through the California Department of Corrections Rehab's budget. It's taxpayer money. But we wouldn't be paying it with county money.
That's what I mean, out of county money.
That's right.
I got to take a break here. You know, it just you know what? It just doesn't get any better, does it? Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko, and we're talking about the state again. What can I say? Miss a day, miss a lot.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Friday, January 27th.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us. For more information, bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh, January the 18th here. It is 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now's the time, my friends. It's cold out there. You get that little ding in your windshield. And you know this is true. What happens? The water gets in there. It freezes overnight. It starts to expand the crack. And you turn on the heater the next morning, and all of a sudden, you've got Crack City. Well, Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster, down at 3208 South Market Street, he can fix the smallest ding and cracks up to 24 inches. Think about that, 24 inches. He fixed one that was 12 inches long on my Ford truck, and that was well over 2 years ago. We've never had a problem with it. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373. I promise you, if you've got a ding in your windshield, it's going to be hurting you later on this winter, and this is the time to be looking at it. Sheriff Tom Basinko. Okay, Sheriff Tom. Are you in? Sheriff Tom's into the chat pack too, and you're talking about tri-tip. I'm not even sure what that was about.
They were asking how I was. Someone saw me yesterday at Brick's barbecue, and they said, "Hey, what have you had?" And I kind of told them that
Brick's barbecue.
They said
that's a little ding.
Oh, okay. They said, "What's good there?" And I said, "Hey, I've had this and haven't been disappointed." So,
oh, where's Brick's at?
It's over there on Eureka Way. You got to
remember. Okay, that's again. The one. That's the one that that moved. It used to be in that little hot dog stand, mm-hmm. and moved over there. Okay,
yeah,
good. Okay, let's talk about realignment.
Mm-hmm.
That's been going on now for
since October.
Mm-hmm. Impact.
Impact. Yeah, we've received probably around 100 people back, and those are people that would have been discharged on parole normally, and now they come under the charge of the county for supervision. And then also people that are sentenced to, which would have been prison, I'll just call it county prison now, and they could be serving multi-year sentences. Instead of going to prison, they have to do it in the jail. And so we have about 25 of those that have multi-year sentences that are either in the jail or on certain work release programs. And that's a concern because as those build, it takes up room at the jail, and it's very hard to work off a multi-year sentence when you're trying to do it a weekend at a time or maybe a week at a time, and so that could have a high failure rate there.
Okay, sure. That doesn't sound real good. Let's go to the phones. We have Carol on the line with a question for the sheriff. Carol.
I have a real short story. I have been writing, I've known this guy, he's in his mid-50s. He's in prison for shooting and killing an Indian guy about 30 years ago. Anyway, he's not a predator. It was either that or most likely get killed. But anyway, when he was young, he wanted to be a cop. And he had his very best friend was a World War II vet that he used to take care of as a child. And this World War II vet was a survivor of the Bataan Death March, who later was killed by an Indian. But anyway, This man has spent 30 years in prison. He's been through several parole hearings. They won't let him out. They're not going to let him out. And I don't, he needs help. He's got help here that I can't afford to help. I can't afford to hire a lawyer to get him out. His son, my son, has been his best friend and has helped him through his 30 years of prison. He has several trades behind him so he can get work. He's got a home if they'd let him out.
Well, Carol, I do understand your concern. I do appreciate the concern for him. However, he did commit a violent crime. He killed someone else, and he was convicted and sentenced and incarcerated.
I understand. Now, let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. 20, 30 years ago, a man took a little 14-year-old girl out and raped her, cut her arms off, hoping she'd bleed to death, and she didn't. How many years did he spend in prison when they booted him out? 15, 10? Now, there's a predator.
That's right, and he should not have been released.
And I don't disagree with you there.
It's not right. They're overcrowded. That they will not. A lot of people that kill people are not bad people. They're just young and stupid. He was young and stupid. I just wish there was somebody that could help him. Nobody can afford to hire a lawyer to go to the parole hearings and stand up for this guy.
Hey, Carol, we have to we got to run. We got a hard break here for the news.
All right,
but we appreciate your phone call, though. No, I know. I can sense that frustration in you.
About not having room for all, and they'll drag these people for smoking a marijuana joint.
Yeah, I know. That's it seems like we could do something about that. Yeah, thanks a lot, Carol. Thank you. You know what? You can sense the frustration in that lady.
I do, and I feel for her. But as sheriff, I don't know what county this guy's from. I don't know his criminal background, but. We got to move to the break.
We got to take a break from the news right here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The search for survivors or victims of a cruise ship wreck off Italy's on hold, with rough weather shifting the ship on the rocks. Kevin Ribello's brother Russell was on its crew, one of 22 people missing.
The last thing that I know about my brother was he was helping. He was helping the passengers get on the life raft. There is no more information, so I hope and pray that he's safe somewhere.
11 bodies have been recovered since the crash Friday. The captain's on house arrest at his home in Naples, his lawyer calling him deeply shaken. A winter's worth of snow falling in Seattle today, 6 inches predicted.
This is great, and although I sure wish it would go away fast, so we can get back to normal.
The storm shutting down a lot of schools in the Northwest. Driving's dangerous. Some flights are canceled. In New York, 7 charged with insider trading. Prosecutors say they made $61 million illegally on just one stock. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning, January the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And so you can get in the chat room and play with us here on that, or you can just look at us at live video. What is it? No, livestream.com. Go to Free Fire Radio, and you get to see me waving at you. You get to see Sheriff Tom as soon as we switch him over. See Sheriff Tom waving at you. Now you can see him waving at you. This portion of the show is brought, speaking of waving, this part of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. That's where Bad Bob, I, and so many others go to get their haircut. DC Tim and the Young Man in Black now give great haircuts, take a step back in time, good prices, or great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold, sit down, have great conversations, catch up on your car and track, catch up on your outdoor life, and don't catch up on Oprah. She's not on the TV. So that's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Sheriff Tom Basinko is our guest, or as they say, the Sheriff Basinko Hour here in KCNR. You know, what's the next thing you'd like to talk about?
Well, finishing up on that jail part of it.
Right.
We've applied for a funding through the state where they sell bonds, and that's a $33 million application that we submitted about a month ago. And so the county has to have a cash match or in-kind match, which means like land, and which we already have, of about $2 million, $2.1 million, which would entitle us to receive approximately $33 million. So kind of no different as if you gave me $2 in return, I give you $33. And so that would could fund a new 232-bed jail.
Is there any strings attached to this, Tom, like such as... Oh, we want to put, we're going to add more jail space here.
No, not
like Susanville.
Like this, no, can't do that. But okay. The strings could be if we don't open it, we don't run it properly, it's actually the land or the building becomes leaned or property of the state, and that's unlikely to happen. And then counties all over the state, big counties, medium-sized counties are all putting in for this. There's about $602 million that's available mm-hmm. for new beds. We certainly need it because this jail is almost 30 years old. We've had capacity releases since about 1993 or 4, and those have continued to grow. And we have to have offender accountability to keep some of those offenders locked up, and then also expand out our alternative work programs for offender accountability as well.
You know, yeah, at some point it's going to be that all you have in there is serious offenders. I mean,
it's already there at that point.
We're there at that point right now.
Right now, my population runs in the jail between 90 and 94%. When you get overcrowded, and that's why we always are at about capacity, when you get overcrowded, that's when you get into lawsuits and stuff. So,
well, in fact, the judge just said that they put all the prison systems in receivership. I just saw an article that said that he thinks he's seeing the end of receivership
right
here soon.
So that was in the SACB this morning, as a matter of fact.
Right.
And so that's why it's important that we get some additional space. And most of our offenders, about 80% of them, are all pre-trial serious felons. And so you can't let those people out. So that's the predicament that I'm in and many other sheriffs throughout the state.
Okay, just to make some announcements here, Bad Bob. I'm sorry, Sheriff, to break in, because now they're saying it's snowing in O'Shasta. They have shut down I-5 because of this huge wreck out there. They're routing them across a different way to get them to the coast. And yet, 299, you're going to need. You told us, Sheriff, that you're going to need chains there already.
That was posted on another news site that the chains are required in parts of Trinity County. Of course, right, they have the big accident up in the canyon up north of Lakehead. So if you have to get to, like, Mount Shasta, you might have to go via 299, Highway 89 through the Burney area to get up and around that accident.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it may be a good day to stay off the 5 North. Snow is coming in, and there's already some accidents up there. Also, we're going to have, if snow falls in Redding, we're going to have fresh slush right over slippery pavement, and that's a bad recipe.
You have to drive carefully.
Stay home if you can. Yeah.
Okay, Sheriff, going back to the jails and everything, I'm kind of a little bit surprised to find out that you've reached your max, the serious offenders. I kind of thought it was like, okay, at a certain point, because, you know, the non-sexual,
non-serious, non-sexual, and
non-violent. So we've reached that then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been there for many, many years.
Really?
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Those capacity releases started in 93. And then as trials go on, a murder trial can take like 5 years sometimes. And so we have a number of people in there for murder or attempted murder or manslaughter. Those are long, drawn-out cases. So we can't obviously release those. There's other people with violent backgrounds. And that accounts for about 80% of my population. And it's at about 251 beds right now that we're using. But we're always full. And that's why we have, if you get arrested for a petty theft, or even a burglary or possession of methamphetamine, it's a nonviolent crime, it's a drug crime, it's a property crime, and we can't hold those. And then certainly we want to, even if the person has been in numerous times, and that's the frustrating part.
Right. Okay, we've got to take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about the amount of crime that's going on here in Shasta County. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking about crime. We're talking about the jails. We're talking about realignment. We're talking about, guess what, my friends? We're there already. The serious ones, we're just right on the edge of turning the serious ones loose now.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, a Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Grading, California.
I'm with Mike Huber of Estate Granite. Mike, tell us a little bit about Estate Granite.
You know, it's a funny thing. I got into granite business when I was building a home myself, and I got a really bad granite job. And I decided at that point that there's got to be a better way, a better system to do this. My biggest thing is I am a perfectionist. And because I'm the owner, I do not let any job go out of my shop until it is finished, until it is perfect.
Estate Granite.
We do offer expedited services where you can go in and out within about 3 days of getting, you know, from start to finish on your granite job.
Tell me about some of your other services.
We offer restoration services for those people who aren't sure where their status of their granite is. We have professional ways to shine it back up, to fill your chips, to fix anything that's wrong with it, especially dullness on the edges, or just want to make sure that your granite is sealed properly by a professional without any worries about what's going on with it right now.
Estate Granite. A reputation carved in stone. 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening since 1985. Judy and Tom have been there. And just give them a call at 530-365-1479. They will sharpen anything you have. Saws, knives, router bits, axes, anything. The chainsaws. And they will make bandsaw blades to order while you wait. That's R&B Sharpening right there at 6915 Eastside Road in Anderson. Again, 365-1479.
We'll give you an edge on the others.
We don't need an edge. We're here. We're here, and we're here to stay. Our guest, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Questions. Let me see. I think that you probably saw it first before I did, but it's about how many offenses are jailable? Do you think there's too many?
No, I don't. There are many offenses that are jailable or sentenced to even prison. And that's set when the law is made and the sentencing laws. So for most jail offenses, you could be sentenced for up to a year in jail, up to a $1,000 fine, or both. And so that's the option of the judge with the recommendation that's done by probation from the probation report. So we got thousands of laws on the books, and so it's really up to the court, the district attorney's office, the public defender, the probation, and the judge when they get sentenced, of if they think they need to be incarcerated or if they think they can do it with a fine or maybe community service work. So there's a lot of options there for the judge when he or she is giving the discipline or the sentence out, the punishment.
Okay. I know this sounds grandiose, but do we have an actual organized crime in Shasta County, i.e. prostitution, gambling, drug manufacturing?
I won't say so far as like organized crime as if you're thinking of the mafia or something, but gangs are part of organized crime. And we do have gangs here in Shasta County. There's about over 300 certified members. You're not part of a card-carrying one, but you get certified through legal means, and that certification allows for enhancements on punishment. If they're a certified gang member, if they're doing something to enhance or promote the gang in a crime. And so, yes, they're in a way it is here. Part of the persons that do marijuana growing on public lands usually can have some ties to the Mexican cartel for the marijuana trade there. And probably about 98% of the people that we end up coming in contact with and arresting out on those marijuana gardens are generally Hispanic. And Carl's kind of at the end
generally,
of this.
Yeah, generally Hispanic. Huh? Yeah. Are they illegals?
Most of them are.
Okay.
It's kind of rare that we find a person that's here legally and kind of rare of other races that we find out in the gardens.
The changes that the county's made and the city's making on the medical marijuana, what impact do you expect that to have?
First, I'll cover it a little bit. Right now, the county Board of Supervisors has approved an ordinance, and it's now law or ordinance that became effective to ban medical marijuana dispensaries or collectives in the unincorporated area of the county, and then also have restrictions on the cultivation of medical marijuana. And if you have less than an acre, it's limited to 60 square feet, and then incrementally, as it goes up to in excess of 20 acres, you could have up to 360 square feet of growing area. And so that should have an impact. I continually receive calls, emails, and reports, as well as the Board of Supervisors, of neighbors that are upset because of the smell or the marijuana is growing right next to schools, and we've had several reports of that in the county area, and we really restricts it. So this can be a big help, but also we still need personnel to go out and enforce it and make sure they're in compliance with those ordinances.
Yeah, you know, it just seems like, you know, and then there's the constant battles that's going back and forth there. I know we've touched on it a little bit, but all the crime statistics, you expect them to keep?
We expect them to kind of continue on. The biggest thing is thefts. We're seeing a lot of thefts of metals. There was in Cottonwood two large spools of copper wire taken from a commercial site. And they used the person's forklift to load it up, and that'll go to scrap. We're seeing thefts of aluminum, brass, because all those prices are up at the scrap yard. And so the thieves are basically stealing anything that they can, and that's statewide as well, but we're also seeing it here. Sometimes copper pipes in houses, they've gotten on top of schools and stolen the copper out of air conditioning units, causing tens of thousands of dollars of damage for the replacement of those, like, air conditioning units for a few dollars, for a fistful of dollars that they get at the scrapyard.
Okay. Hey, we got to take a quick break here before we go into our last segment. Our guest is Sheriff Tom Basinko. We've talked about the jail, about when we're going to be opening up that next deck, the fact that we're already at capacity when it comes to serious crime, so that's why you're going to start – that's why you see people that are – busted into houses and stole things are being released numerous times, which is probably really good for morale in the police and the sheriff's department. Yet there's really no choice there. Carl Hindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
York City burning, born and raised in South Detroit.
Bring in the new year this month at Wind River Casino and escape your resolutions. Here you have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only place in town to escape your resolutions. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Ford Escape. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Tuesday, January 31st, where you could drive off in your very own 2012 Ford Escape. For more information on Wind River's Escape Your Resolution Swipe to Win promotion, log on to WindRiver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2012 Ford Escape. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Well, I back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:54 in the morning, January the 18th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, some of the finest coffee you're going to get. And the coffee special is going to be a chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. Ooh, 16-ounce hot drink for $3. Just go down there and get that. And, of course, into the finest walk-in humidor. And they have down there the Macanudos is one on sale down there. And they're also, and this is very important, they're also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper disposal.
Fabulous.
That's great.
And that all the empty cans and bottles that they collect, they donate them to the Empire Recovery Center. So that's, you know,
that's
again, Joe,
right
again
there.
Joe and Shelley. Support the community, discounts for veterans, what can I say? They've been doing great things for our community for over three decades.
You know, every year I think it's the veterans of foreign wars and the Boy Scouts hold a ceremony for proper disposal and burning of American flags here throughout Shasta County.
Yep.
That's fabulous. Well, thank you so much again for this community at its best. Again, 39 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR. We're looking at a rainy day, and we're going to have temperatures reaching about 48 today, going down to our lows around 41. Hey, if you're looking on the chat room right now and you've got us up, I've got two tickets here. We're going to give away here in the next few minutes. Right now, give us a call for 605-4567. They're to You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. This is the last weekend, and these tickets are good for any of the performances Friday or Saturday night. Give us a call here, 605-4567, and go see the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Two tickets, free for the first caller.
Okay, our guest is Sheriff Tom Basenko. The question was, Sheriff, since we talked about people that are stealing the copper and the metal and all this, what about the recyclables? The recycle centers, aren't they being? Are they checking this at all?
They are, or should be. Here in the North State, they do check it. They are required by law to obtain and look at a photo ID. Most take your picture. They have to get a thumbprint and an address, and most are also asking, "Where'd you get this stuff?" Now, of course, you can lie and come up with lame answers like, "Oh, I found it alongside the road." But they are required to retrieve that information by law, and they have been cooperative with law enforcement as we end up doing investigations.
Okay, wow. So it's almost like a pawn shop. Somebody comes in with
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and pawn shops are required to do reporting and stuff as well. And sometimes it may not be sold in this area. They could drive it to other communities as well, and maybe where there's a not so law enforcement friendly recycler.
I never did get to this one question. It's going to take too long to answer. But what should our people be looking for? What should the people of Shasta County be looking for? It's kind of like final thoughts here for this month. I know you said that take a look at crime, take a look at protecting yourself.
The biggest thing is don't become a victim. Take some precautions. Lock your car. Keep your valuables out of sight. It's a lot of common sense. Close your garage door and don't have it open because people drive by. Oh, there's an open garage door. They stop, run in. Grab a bicycle, grab some power tools, keep your garage door closed, and if you can record your serial numbers like on guns and stuff, jewelry's hard to describe, take pictures of your jewelry if there is a loss. And if you can afford it, pick up a gun safe. If you don't have guns, you can put your valuables and jewelry in there. And they run, you know, a good one, it probably starts around $600, but that is an ounce of prevention. and that can help us out a lot.
Well, we thank you, Tom, for all that you do. We know that you always, you know, you show up.
Thanks.
You not just show up when the call comes in. I mean, you show up for so many community events, and we love your accessibility.
Thanks.
And here we are, you know, you're texting back and forth and emailing back and forth and in the chat room with people who have questions and concerns, and that's great to know that our sheriff is so involved.
You know, it's also great to know we have a sheriff that believes in the right to carry.
I'm a big Second Amendment supporter and the right to carry, like for concealed weapons. And we're fortunate to live in an area because some other areas of the state aren't so understanding.
And that was one of the questions was how some of the other sheriffs are looking at the new law about having to get you have to go through the background check before you can take a concealed carry class.
It wasn't before, but you can you don't have to go through the background check before you do the class. And so that was a little change in the law. We had it either way. Most people came in and did it ahead of time, but you do still have to do a background check. And we'd pre-scan the backgrounds because once you submit your application and the pay your money, it's non-refundable. So a lot of times we could look at it and say, you know what, you're probably not going to pass. You might want to save your money here.
But they can take the concealed carry course first, though, and just come in with it and get it
through through a number of vendors throughout the county.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good to know because there's a couple other counties that they've looked at this. They're looking at this kind of in a different
way. And that information is on the sheriff's website, too.
Super. Okay. All right. Well, tomorrow we've got, and we're carrying on with our
law enforcement
theme here is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti's going to be here tomorrow and talk about, you know, this year. And this is his beginning of his his first full years and coming here on the show and talking about what's going to be happening with the Reading Police Department and what he thinks is happening. Absolutely. You know what? We're very fortunate in the people we have in our fire and police and sheriff's department. That's all I can say. Okay. Thanks again.
You know, have you ever had the Reading Fire Chief on?
We have.
Oh, all
we've
right.
had him great. And his and his assistant
great.
Chief on.
Great.
Yes, especially before Christmas, telling us a lot about what happens there. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.